The cowboy. From John Wayne to Clint Eastwood, that image remains an icon of the American West to this day. But on his new album, Dom Flemons Presents Black Cowboys, the American songster breaks down myths to shed light on the true identity, history, and music of the frontier. Flemons joined me over the phone to talk about his inspiration behind the project.
For me, it was a combination of being able to speak about my own roots, also to speak about parts of Western culture that are interesting, some very dynamic and colorful characters, and then also to be able to bring together this wonderful variety of music that showcases almost like the soundtrack to a Western film that hasn't been created yet, you know, to be able to bring all this different type of music into one place.
Flemons says it was important for him to use traditional instruments like the fife, the quills, a kind of pan flute, and rhythm bones, to place this music in the cowboy landscape. Throughout the album, though, listeners will hear familiar tunes associated with the frontier, from Home on the Range to Polly Wally Doodle. But it's on the original songs where his storytelling shines through. The tales of these black cowboys, from Bill Pickett, the first African-American movie star cowboy, to Bass Reeves, a U.S. Marshal, and said to be the inspiration behind the fictional character, the Lone Ranger, the contributions of these figures are finally coming to light.
I just wanted to make sure that I could tell a little bit of these unique characters in history through songs, because there weren't necessarily songs about them.
And that, he says, is at the core of this project. Flemons says the true history of American cowboys isn't just black and white, and by not representing the West as it really was, we lose out on important lessons from history.
Basically, what you end up doing is that you set a precedent that makes it so that whenever you add a racial minority within the story of the West, it becomes the exception to the rule instead of being the rule itself. It's not so much that black cowboys have never existed or that people don't know black cowboys exist, because a lot of people do know that black cowboys exist. But when you translate it into the popular image of the cowboy, the black cowboy has been underrepresented. And that's something it's a real shame that that's how it happened. Of course, socially, that's, you know, at the time, you couldn't elevate a black person to the same level as a white person until the Civil Rights era. Also, when you start talking about black cowboys, then all of a sudden you start seeing Mexican vaqueros, mm-hmm. who you then find out are the original cowboys, and then also the Native American cowboys that were out on the range. And that unpacks another part of the story, because you had a lot of different narratives that happened with each of these particular cultures that, one, led to this very multicultural community by necessity. And then it also tells you about sort of the first time that people really tried to go for the American dream on a full-scale level. It also lets you know that this isn't the first time that we've been fighting over all this stuff. You know, we've technically been fighting over who is really the American, who's not the American, who is more American than somebody else, since the very beginning of this country. And the West is probably the best time we see this conversation being brought up on a whole-scale level, where you have a multitude of people. Because even white cowboys breaks down when you start looking into Western culture. Once you start talking about black cowboys, it really opens up the whole story to this gigantic world of change that defines the end of the 19th century and the early 20th century.
Flemons says he wants people to experience black cowboy culture today and to bring more of these forgotten stories to the forefront.
I mean, it's just something that is so not on people's radars, because cowboys are really like apple pie, baseball, and cowboys. It's really like such a quintessential American figure. You know, that's something that when they see African-American cowboys, it's like, wow, okay. And then that's something that really is blowing people's minds. And also, it's been interesting. I've gotten quite a few more stories from people. Like, I was in Canada, for example. I was in Saskatchewan, and I found out about a guy named John Ware. He escaped from his plantation, and he made it to Canada, and then he became one of the most successful ranchers in Saskatchewan, and he was like a millionaire. So that was like a story that, again, unsolicited, after a show, someone came up to me and began to tell me this amazing story of another black cowboy that I had never heard of previously. I try to spark cultural memory where all of a sudden they notice things that they might not have noticed before, you know, things that are sometimes are very essential part of their own lives. People, there are a lot of people that have black cowboys in their background just because that history isn't that far away. Like my grandfather, you know, he was a part of the movement going west, leaving the farm and moving out. And he did that in the 40s after the Second World War. And my grandmother came from a place called Lee's Ridge in Arkansas. And then she moved out to Flagstaff, Arizona. And her family all moved to work in Las Vegas. And so it's an interesting sort of thing because that's my story. But there are a lot of people I know that would have their own stories that they could relate to when they hear the music. He's a U.S. Marshal and a Lone Ranger. He is a Lone Ranger.
Bass Reeves is his name. Yo! Dom Flemons Presents Black Cowboys is out now from Smithsonian Folkways. He'll be performing live at Crystal Bridges this Saturday with Clark Buehling as part of their Forest Concert Series. For more information, go to crystalbridges.org. For the KUAF Arts Beat, this is Daniel Carruth. You hear Bass Reeves break into song. He get down to business and it won't be long. Whether in Muskoka, 100 miles around, they call him Bass Reeves, he's bound to track you down.